We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Dwelling in Christ, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I have just read from the King James Version. Pastor Felix began to explain to Shigun that one of the greatest hindrances to being continually filled with the Spirit is fleshly indulgence and excess. He said, "Anything you overdo that is not spiritually edifying can hinder your being filled with the Spirit. Getting drunk with wine is a clear example, but other forms of excess include overeating, oversleeping, excessive talking, lustful habits, and similar indulgences." Shigun admitted to Pastor Felix that he had been watching too many movies lately and that the content was not spiritually edifying. Pastor Felix then went on to explain that being filled with the Spirit is something the Holy Spirit always desires for us. However, we are the ones who determine whether we remain filled. We make that decision by the things we avoid and the disciplines we embrace. This is why Scripture gives the instruction, "Be filled with the Spirit." It is a command that requires conscious cooperation. He further explained that staying filled with the Spirit is something a believer can intentionally cultivate through daily choices and spiritual practices. Pastor Felix then began to teach Shigun specific things he should do to remain filled with the Holy Spirit. To be continued. Go into today determined to cut out fleshly excesses and indulgences from your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you and to supply the grace you need to walk in moderation and spiritual sensitivity. Prayer. Lord Jesus, please help me to be filled with your Spirit at all times. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Zephaniah 1-3. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.